Good, thank you. Okay, today we begin the learning of Eben Ezer. A number of years ago we learned Hilchos Yichud, but otherwise have not really touched on this Chelek of Shulchan Aruch. But what I'd like to do is give something of Agdama. First, a general Agdama to Eben Ezer, which is not necessarily Nogea to the first Siman. And then an understanding of the first Siman or the first Sif, as we'll get to it. Before I begin, there's one major difference between Chayshe Mishpat and Eben Ezer, besides, of course, the definition of Chayshe Mishpat being financial dealings, Eben Ezer having to do with, I guess we would call, family or matters in Klal Yisrael. There's a fundamental difference regarding testimony of witnesses, regarding Eden. In Chayshe Mishpat, you don't have to have witnesses, except if you're afraid someone is lying or someone forgets. We call that Edus Levrure. Typical witnesses are what we call Edus Levrure. Edus to be Mevara, the truth. There's no inherent need to have witnesses. The reason to have witnesses is to protect against a thief or a liar or someone who forgot, or if a person dies and his Yerushim don't know if there's a chayv. But in all cases of Chayshe Mishpat, it would seem that the only reason you need witnesses is to prove the facts. That is not true in Eben Ezer. In Eben Ezer, even if everyone agrees on the facts, you need for, and we'll have to discuss which parts of Eben Ezer, but certainly Gittin and Kedushin and Chalitza all need what we call Eidus L'Kiyume. Eidus L'Kiyume. A number of years ago, one of the Chassadim in Yeshiva came over to me in a very tense way. His Kala confessed to him she has something on her mind. It seems there had been some party in the house. I don't know if it was a Hanukkah party or a Vart. I think maybe it was a Vart of an older sibling. And she was in her room, and her cousin came in and brought a piece of cake. And he said to her, "Hariyat mukudeshusli be cake zu." And he gave her the cake. And it's been on her mind ever since. You know, if her brother had done it, at least then Kedushin types in the Bechayv increases. But her cousin did it. Well, she took it. She took it and ate it. Taiva. So I asked her after what? Piece of cake? Oh, it depends. It was Reisman's. You know. What? It was not a wedding cake, but it was a birth cake. At any rate, I asked him to ask her if there was anybody in the room, if they were alone. And as it was just the two of them there. And the halacha is that there are no witnesses, even if they both meant it, L'shem Kedushin, even if he really meant to be married, and she really wanted to marry him, it would not be a Kedushin. And the reason for that is that in Eben Ezer, Kedushin requires two Eidim L'kiyume, not to prove the facts. Everyone agrees on the facts. But in each day, Eidim L'Kiyume, they're good. I want to thank Reb David for providing the copies.
Now,
what?
The story of the weasel and the boar.
That's not a halachic statement. And there was a promise to get married. It was not Kedushin. If you take an oath is binding, even if you do it in the room all by yourself. Well, you know, that's a musar. I'm talking now the strict halacha. If someone promises to marry someone, strict halacha, they're certainly not married. But so that gittin needs edus l'kiyume, a get, kedushin, chalitza without witnesses. Even if everyone agrees it happened, you have a close circuit video about it. It's Eidus L'Kiyume, and without witnesses, it's Nachal. That's the halacha. Now, the Dabba Pella about this is, Niksais asks in Simeresh Rem Aleph, How do you know you need two Edim by Evan Ezer? We learn it out because there is Shava Dava Dava Mimamin. By Mamin it says Al Pishnei Edim Yakum Davar. And by Evan Ezer it says, what's it, Bachakarta Sadavar Azai, there's a Lashon Davar there as well. Okay, I'm sorry, Kiyimtsaba Ervas Davar. So it's Al Pishnei Edim Yakum Davar, Kiyimtsa Ervas Davar. So the Gemara learns, I believe it's in Kedushin Samachay, we learn Edis from Evan Ezer from Chaisha Mishpat. So how could it be that the nature of witnesses by Evan Ezer and the nature of witnesses by Chaisha Mishpat are totally different? Now, how the way we answer this question will impact how we apply the rule. The rule is true; it's not a dispute. Edis, by financial dealings, Edis is only livrure. If two men are in a room, there's no one in the room. And he's makna to him, whatever it is, his real estate or his metaltalim, it's chal. And yet, if a man and a woman are in a room alone, and he gives a kedushin, then she really means it, he really means it, it's not chal.
The kedushin, so, they say for Avnezer, when you need Eidim Kiyume, they don't have to have kavanah or not?
They don't have to have kavanah l'shem kedushin. They announce that they designate these witnesses. When they announce at a wedding, they designate these witnesses to the exclusion of everyone else. Everyone else is a witness. Mm-hmm. The exclusion means, as a halacha, if you have a kat edim, and one of them is pasul, if you have three edim, one is pasul, the whole kat is pasul. So we say we designate these two to the exclusion of everyone else. It means that these two are not together with the chassan's father who's also watching, or somebody who's a pasul. But you can't exclude someone from being a witness. Someone sees someone do something, he's a witness. Whether you exclude him. Even for Kiyum. Someone murders someone before he says, I exclude everyone from being a witness, still witnesses. So, and by Kedushin too, basically Kiyum may also. Well, it's more than the importance. What I'm saying is that without the witnesses, it can't work. Now, they have witnesses when you do when you sell real estate, you also have witnesses. But that's done levrure, and this is lekiyum.
So, if you have the only witness, they didn't know that there was witnesses looking through the window.
So we will discuss if they don't know they are witnesses, it's a discussion. There's a famous Mordechai about people hiding and watching. It's a discussion. It's really not Siman Aleph, so I'm going to push it off. It's not part of the das of the Kedushin. If the Chasan Kala knew there were no witnesses, and they knew that without witnesses nachal, and their witnesses hiding, so they didn't mean it seriously. If they didn't know, then it would be good. Now, the important point I want to make here, this is obviously a fascinating discussion. It's not a today's kasha, dava dava mamam, and what's going on. And the Ktsai Suresh Bam Aleph has a very mechudish tikashita. What I want to do is just tell you the Yeshua's explanation, which I think is mekubal overall. And it sets the tone for Evan Ezer, as well as being a nafkamina lahalacha. The Pnei Yeshua says there in Daf Samachay in Kedushin. He says, Evan Ezer and Chaisha Mishpat are fundamentally different. What I do with Chaisha Mishpat, it's my business and your business. I sell, I don't sell, I don't have to tell anybody. I could sell you real estate. And I say, look, I don't want anybody to know. I don't have to tell anybody. I don't have to. I don't have to have witnesses. I could be makna a gift to someone and be through a proper kinyan. I could be zeichem for someone who doesn't know about it. You can do things. It's not the business of the public to know my financial dealings. But Evan Ezer, it's everybody's business. The idea of being mekadesh anisha is a nafkamina that she's also to the rest of the world. The whole kedushin is that she's usher akuliyal mekehegdish. The point of kedushin is that she's miyuchet to him and to nobody else. What's the point of a get? The point of a get is to be able to marry somebody else. Why does a woman need a get? If she leaves her husband, so why does she need? She only needs a get to be able to marry others. That's the fundamental reason to have a get. Chalitza, why do you do chalitza? Chalitza, api nigla, you do chalitza, just so you should be mutar l'shuk. So, Kapitei Yeshua, the fundamental idea of Eben Ezer is that it's something that has to get be known to the world. It's something that's a nafkamina to the world. That's what Eben Ezer is. And more than that, there's a halacha, if a man is mekadesh anisha, aminas, she doesn't drink wine for the rest of her life. The Gemara's case, he gives her a get, aminas, she, let's say, doesn't drink wine for the rest of her life. It's not a get. If he says, unless you don't drink wine for a year, it's a get. Because after a year, she'll become mutter. If he says, unless you don't drink wine for the rest of your life, she's agida gabei, she's always still connected to him. And since she's agida gabei, because it's the rest of her life, she'll never know if it's a good get. Since she's agida gabei, so therefore, it's always, it's not a good get. I always clear in yeshiva when we learn this sugya, right? If you say a limited time, you say a year, then it's a good get. If you say for the rest of your life, it's not a good get. What happens if you say 100 years to a woman who's 30 years old? Is that a good get? Why, in theory, it ends. In theory, it ends at a certain point. Say the rest of your life, you say the rest of your life. Is it? All right. So, I don't know. That's true. Okay. Anyway, that's not my point. My point is that Yeshua's rule is it has to be a nafgamina to the world. Eben Ezer, no, he says agida gabei. Agida gabei is not a get. So if you give a woman a get, there are no witnesses, she's also agida gabei. If he'll admit there was a get, he'll admit there was a get. If not, she has no way to prove it. So it's also agida gabei. It's also not a real get. So Yeshua says this as the rule. What?
Why does
his admission help later on? His admission, because it has to be a get b'shas gittin.
So
at b'shas gittin, there are no witnesses. She's, if he admits it later on, it will not help. It will not help. You need edus l'kiyume. You need, anyway, the second point is raya, but the main point is Eben Ezer is negat to the world. The world has to have a way of finding out. Now, two Eidim might have a heart attack and die the next day. What do you do then? The Torah sets up a geder of two.
So
So remember, there's no achrayus. If there are no Eidim, there's no shtar, then there's no achrayus. I'm not sure under the Raisa the Rabbanon Dikalevi, you may be right. Lamaisa, we know that without Eidim, it's Takanat, the Takanat, Anoshibu Dikakois. You're saying that there is, you see, you may be right that there's Nafkaminas. But those Nafkaminas is a Hechatimsa of a Nafkamina. But the fundamental of Chayshim Mishpat is me and you. What they say is that the fundamental of Eben Ezer is the rest of the world. The point of Eishas Ish is that she's Asakuliyama Kehemish. The point of a get is that she's Hariyat Muteris L'chol Adam. The fundamental part of it is the get to the world.
So he learns out going on because he learned the
aside of
Avis and how it works out. This
way it's first year. So Peshua says, why do we learn out Dover Dover? Thank you for reminding me. He says, Dover Dover we learn out from the Pasik Ki Matzava Ervas Dover. That Pasik is talking by investigating if she was Mizanah. That taka we learn from Mammon. Because there, the husband says, Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, she's not a Besula. She says she is. When you're investigating, you learn out Dava Dava Mimammon. But, and that's taka Edis Levure, just to investigate. But Edis, that Kiddush and Gitna, Chalitza, need to Edim, so to make sure that's a Svara, that's not Dava Dava Mimammon. That's a Svara that's the way Gitna and Kiddush work. That's what Peshua says.
We're learning
Eidus Levurei from Chayshim Mishpat to Eben Ezer. Eidus Lekiyume is outside of Dava Dava Mimamis. That's what Peshua says. Rapam once told me, last night, he said, at 2 a.m., I got a phone call. There was a wedding the night before. One of the guys in Yeshiva got married. Rapam tells me, at 2 in the morning, I got a phone call. It was the chassan. He calls me up. He says, you know, we came home, and we're schmoozing about the wedding, and we realize one of the Eidei Yichud was a relative. The Eidei Yichud, you know, sometimes the last minute, the Eidei Kedushin don't come, you just pull in two people. See, one Eidei Yichud was a relative. So are we mutter to each other? We didn't have Yichud Rum is chuppah. They're married Kedushin. Yeah, but a woman with Kedushin without Nisun is a Surah Labayla Kedida, the Taisis brings from a Braisa. That Kalab Labrachsu Labayla Kedida. We don't have a chuppah. So Rav Palm told him, Dar Sameach is Mesupik, if by chuppah you need Eidis Lekiyume. Dar Sameach brings two tzadim, actually brings two braises that are not in the Shas, if you need Eidis Lekiyume by chuppah. And since anyway it's a machloikis of chuppah is the yichud room or the chuppah, so it's two machloikisim. So he says, you know, chassan, the night of his wedding, it can be meikel, you know, you have one to rely. I asked her, Pam, why shouldn't chuppah need eidus l'kiyume? Why is it different than kedushin and gittin and chalitza? So Pam said, simple. Kedushin is a nafkamina to the rest of the world. She becomes an eishesish. Gittin is a nafkamina. So she was ois eishesish. Chalitza is nafkamina. She becomes ois kukalabayla. Chuppah, it's not enough kamina to the rest of the world. She only to him. She's already an Eishes Ish from the Kedushin. The Chuppah is a man, is Asurla, Kala, is Asa, Kala Bale Chuppah, Asurla Bale Kanida, it's only enough kamina to him. So it makes a lot of sense that it shouldn't need. So this is, I guess, a fundamental for beginning Ebenezer. The fundamental idea of Eidus L'Kiyume is the same. A ksuba is a business contract. A ksuba does not have to have Eidim. It's Gzeret Rabbanan, you have to give her a shtar. If he signs it, it's good. Ksav Yoda is good also. You don't have to have Eidim. It has to be binding, financially binding. If he signs a... if Ksav Yoda is binding by all financial deals.
So.
What?
Why is this called Ebenezer?
I'm ashamed to say, I didn't think about it. Anybody know why is it called Ebenezer? Maybe if you get married, you need a lot of help. I believe that. I'll try to find. I don't know why. It's Ezer Kenegdai. Ezer Kenegdai. Okay. The Ebenezer in Nach is a place, is a stone that was. Remember in Nach, Eitzel Ebenezer, David went. Eitzel Ebenezer. What? Ozel. Ozel. You're right. I'm wrong. Okay. You take that back. That's Evan Ozel. Right. What? Maybe. All right. I'll try to figure it out for next week. Well, I should figure it out. You ask the question. You'll figure it out. Okay. Simon Aleph begins with the first mitzvah in the Torah. Puravu. There's really a lot here. So let's start and then I'll... we'll talk about Nikoli stick away. Mechaber seems relatively easy. Chayiv kol adam lisa isha kedei lifrois v'lirvois. Every person has to marry a woman kedei lifrois v'lirvois, with the intention of pruravu. Kedei lifrois v'lirvois. It doesn't say chayiv lisa isha v'lifrois v'lirvois. It says kedei lifrois. The Gra here says an interesting line. It's the Gra in the 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth line. Shakavanasa yia bishvil banim. He says you have to mechavin l'shem banim. We'll talk about mitzvah sriches kavana in a few minutes. But that's the lashon kedei lefreis urbeis. His intention should be a kavana l'shem banim. Chal mishen aisei peperi avirivya kilu shefech damim. Umamayres hadmos. V'garim l'shchina shetestalak miyisrael. It sounds like something that doesn't so much belong in Shulchan Aruch. It's a Musar. It says that very strict Lashainis collected from Chazal about someone who deliberately is not Isaac and Puravu. Rama says, Uchal mi shein la'isha shriya b'lai bracha b'lai taira b'lai nikra adam. He's not an adam ha'shalem, V'kivad shenasa isha v'inasa mifakfikin, shenema matzi isha matzatai v'yavek ratza meis Hashem, v'inasa mifakfikin. I figure out what that means also. If you get married, your avainis are somehow loosened up. I don't know. So we know a woman is not mechuyevus in puravu. It's a chiyev only on an ish and not on an isha, and the reasons will hopefully we'll still talk about. Now,
why is the rabbi so shy? It says the finish, the thing is the brisa that all your avainis are mechuyevus.
Because that's only at the time you get married. At the time of the nisuin, he says, "Kiva shadasi isha v'efafak again." I don't know. Maybe he means only at the day you get married. Maybe we learn that out from Machlas from Esav. Okay, so let's see. The Beis Shmuel talks about the halachic aspect of this, and we'll try to understand it. The first Beis Shmuel Aleph. You all know that Puravu, we pass on like Beis Hillel, is Yemekayim Puravu with a Zachar and an Ekeva. One son and one daughter. And one of the strange things that I heard from a palm that I still don't understand is, as many of you know, I had seven boys before I had a daughter. So when I was holding somewhere along the line, three, four boys, or whatever it was, so I asked Rupam the following. There's a Tfilas HaRamban before Tashmish that I was naive to say. And the Tfilas HaRamban is a Tfilah, and it says in there, please give me Banim Zacharim. So I told Rupam, personally, I don't care. As long as they're well, I have no Kepeda, but I want to be Mekayim Pur Ravu. So Mestam, I should say, Banim Zacharim. They're Banim Zacharim. So Rupam said, it's not your Asim. It's not your Asim. You say whatever the Rambam wrote. I said, I don't understand. Mama nafshach. If I hold that the tefillah doesn't do anything, so why am I wasting my time? Elamai, I think the tefillah could do so. If tefillah could do so, don't I have to do whatever I could do to mekayim the mitzvah? So Rambam said, you have to do things with derech hateva and not... So I didn't push the issue. You know, I was thinking about the fact that at the time Rambam had no daughters. He only had sons. I didn't feel 100% comfortable pushing it. But I don't understand. Am I right?
Why daven?
Don't daven. So you daven because you have your tefillah could be pale. So why shouldn't I have to? If I have to do everything I could to mekayim a mitzvah, why shouldn't I daven for it? I still don't understand.
Is there somebody daven for either a boy or a girl?
That's once she's 40 days into pregnancy, because it can't change, right? But it's mashu if I cared in the first 40 days, you could. It says, because it. What? Yeah, but there's more in the tefillah. There's a lot of nice other bakashas there that I want to miss. Okay, let's see Beishmo. No, that's because he wanted to not do a mitzvah because of Cheshbayis. But to do. Yeah, but isn't this not Kashi Drachman? It's just I'm davening. I'm pushing the yid. I'm not basically an any yid.
What should I say? My Avram was back home.
Either he had or he didn't have. To the slice was back home. He didn't have a daughter. Look, I'm not tied to my Rabbeinu. I'm just this Dakuda. I don't understand. Let's learn the Beis Shmuel, and we'll discuss this. Chayiv tapei Shmuel. Chayiv kol adam lisa isha. Chayiv libo b'chol oina. Afilu shehirsha ez baila. Shiimna einasa. Chayiv libo b'chol oina. Yeah, this. Beis Shmuel says that a person is, before he's with Chayiv per Revu, is not allowed to skip an oina with his wife because of the mitzvah per Revu, even if she's Michael, which normally you're allowed to skip. See, chayiv libo b'chol oina at shiyalei bonim. Ken kosev a Rambam, perek tesvav milchusishas. Chayiz l'kaman simen ayin vav. Where it talks about oina. U'mash ba'achar shiyalei bonim, mahani rishushala. Afilim yachaloid lahaylid, even if he could have more children. So he's saying is, if she gives rishus to skip, so before you b'kayiv puravu, you're not allowed to skip. Once you b'kayiv puravu, you're allowed to.
So bonim means a boy and a girl.
Right. Where does the Rambam get to be mechalik before, between before you have a son and a daughter and after? So here, this is going to be part of the theme of this parak. There are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah pur ravu to have a son and a daughter. Then there's a mitzvah of la'erev al tarach yedecha to have additional children. So essentially, what the Beis Shmuel is asking on the Rambam is a question, really, of birth control after a son and a daughter. Let's say, forgetting about the modern methods, let's say just by abstinence, practicing birth control after, he says, before you have a son and a daughter, it's awesome. After you have a son and a daughter, so he says, the Rambam says, you're allowed to skip an oila. You're allowed to skip a time that you would normally have tashmish. You're not talking when someone's sick and not in the mood. It means skipping it just
Aren't you denying the wife that?
No, if she's Michael, he says only if she's Michael. Right? He's saying, if she's Michael, means Michael B'Leib Shalem. So he says, the Rambam says, you're allowed to skip. He says, I don't understand. Puravu's deraisa, le'erabat arachidach is derabbanu. But what's a biur in the difference between the two? We're going to have to come to an understanding of this. V'ri'isi b'magid, means the Magid Mishnah Shekasa Sham, the Lord of Rambam Mesugya Perak Afalpi. The Rambam got it from a Gemara in Ksuvis, and Bayale B'shas Amas Nisan, the Tana Tamidim Yaitzim Shaloi B'shus Lamid Yoim B'shus Kama. He's talking about the practice of people getting married and going out of town. Rabbi Kiva, right? He went 12 years at a shot, or 24 years at a shot. He went away from his wife. Now, obviously, he wasn't Mekayim, not Oina, not Pur Ravu, and not Lerav Al Tarech Yedecha. So the Gemara there says, Tamim Yaitzit Shaloi Bishu Aslamid Yain. They could go 30 days. Obviously, they're missing Oina. And Bishu Kama, and with the wife's permission, how long? Hey Shavloi Bishu Kama Deboi. As much as he wants. Shmamina Rishus Mahani. So that Gemara, the Magid Mishnah says, the Rambam says that Rishus of a wife helps to abstain. Miyukasha. Came Lama Lai Mahani Rishus Shalafil Loikim Puravu. The Gemara there is very clear that it's talking without Puravu. The Gemara brings, I think it was Rishim Bar Yochai, who got married. And during the Sheva Brachas week, he had a friend going out of town to learn, and he asked him to come with him. He said, no, I got to give her 7 days. And after that, he went, remember, wasn't the Gemara there? Maybe. So it's clear they were, he came to Kai Puravu in 7 days. So they left, okay? Maybe he's got another wife where he's going. The Gemara is only saying kimechal da aina. What about puravu? Beis Shmuel leaves you hanging. So the kitzur of this Beis Shmuel is this: we have a Rambam. The Rambam says that abstaining before puravu is aser, and after puravu is mutter. The Beis Shmuel asks, what's the difference? One's a mitzvah deraisa, so one's a mitzvah derabanan. So what? Why is it mitzvah, why is it mutter to abstain even from an issa d'rabban? And then he says, the Magid Mishnah brings us a source, the Tanoim that left their homes in Bavel, they went to learn. And that's a source that you're allowed to abstain. But the Magid Mishnah, the Beis Shmuel asks, but that should be a source for abstaining by Pur Ravu too. And he ends up, that Gemara is only talking about Oinu. But he leaves us hanging on the underlying question of how they were able to go. It's very clear that at least some of the Tanoim left before their Mekayim Pur Ravu. So this brings us to a question of whether there are two discussions, Pur Ravu and Le'erev. Now Le'erev, we'll go with the Rambam, that you can push on Le'erev al Tarech Yedecha. What about Pur Ravu? So if al piteva, a person gets married at a certain age, Bekiva was 40, so al piteva, well, I don't know if he goes away for 24 years, if al piteva, so let's forget Bekiva for a minute. But let's say there was a guy married younger, and So I go away for 5 years, and I come back, I'll be tevet, it's not enough time for Pura Ravu. It's a bitl of la'erev al-tarech yedachah, because the total number of children will be b'derech ha-tevet less. But as long as he comes back, and Pura Ravu, he could still be Mekayim. So that would seem to be pshat in the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says, the source of the Rambam is those Tanoim who left. So Beis Shmuel asks, what are you talking about? They left before Pura Ravu. The answer is, they weren't about the Pura Ravu. If they got married when they were 20, and they went away and came back when they're 30, Pura Ravu, they could still be Mekayim. So that, but L'Erev HaTarech Yedacha, they can't still be Mekayim. That would seem to be the answer. The problem is that if you read the first words, he says, you're not allowed to skip an Oina. You can't say, I'll do it later. The problem is, he seems to say, you're not allowed to skip a single Oina at all until you're Mekayim Pura Ravu. Even with her rishus. Again, it doesn't mean when people are sick or have reasons. It means everybody normally would do it. And so we're going to have to come back to understand the Beis Shmuel. There's a long Taz. I'm not going to go through the whole Taz, but the Taz is Yisayid. About halfway through, there's a line that starts with the letter Aleph with a little strechel. So we're going to talk about that. It's a mechaber later. But he says in that line, it's about halfway down, the beginning of the first, if you put your finger at the beginning of the line, just work your way down, you'll see an aleph. V'yaylidim shniya v'ayn. He says, kol kama de'efsh l'skunei ha-mitzvah mikaydim, olav ha-chiyuv l'sake. He says, by Pura Ravu, the earlier you could do it, you're obligated to do it. Kamash kasav ha-rambam, shezacharnu shelo yisaktana. A man who was not Pekai Pura Ravu should not marry a ketana. She's 10. In a couple of years, she'll be able to have children. So he says that Pura Ravu, you're supposed to be Mekayim as soon as possible. What about Yitzchak? I was thinking about that when I learned it. It doesn't stem with Yitzchak, so I don't know. I don't know. Well, what about Yaakov? He got married in 77. She was a ketana, nachinami. So, api shem nasa isha kavar v'lo yalde de mechuyah v'gar shekim achar eser shanim. Ketana abolach abonim kaidim eser shanim. Afo bikein osa lechat chilo. Once a person's married, he's married, but otherwise it's also. Mashiach lahagdim lakayim amitza mechuyah v'lahagdim. Hu adim b'yesh lay beiz nashim. Mechuyah v'sakin amitza mechuyah v'chom ad ha'efshir. So, if he has two wives, he has to mechayim oina by each of them. To do the mitzvah. So Taz holds you have to do the mitzvah as soon as possible, which stems with the Beis Shmuel, the first line, Chayv Libo B'chol Oina, that you're not supposed to skip an Oina. No, he has one mitzvah per Ravu, but if he's boil both, it's more likely that he'll mekayim it sooner. In fact, he could have the boy and the girl on the same day if he plays his cards right. Right? But he can mekayim it sooner. So.
Yeah.
If a woman is not mechuyev,
the problem now is
she's a
crisis. You don't
know,
no problem as far as because a woman
mechuyev is a lot. Shkayach. That's you're right, but that's not what they're worried about. They want to be to raise a family. It's not. It's not a peruvul. Yeah, it's not peruvul. Nothing. Yeah.
Is this
Shmuel
says,
no, not at all. This is all a din of Pura Ravu. Because then it would be no enough kamina if he was Mekayim or wasn't Mekayim Pura Ravu. It would be a difference. He's saying before he was Mekayim Pura Ravu, he needed B'cholayna and afterwards now. Now, let me tell you, there's a fundamental chakira in the mitzvah of Pura Ravu. There's a lot of nafkaminas. It's in Mitzvah Chinuch, Mitzvah Aleph, Ayscheh, in our prince. Ramosha has this chakira in the Dibris and in the Igris, and the Priyisak, Yisak Blaza. Listen to their clair about the nature of the mitzvah of Pura Ravu. They say there are two ways to learn Pura Ravu. One way to learn Pura Ravu is that it's a Maisa mitzvah. I mean, the Maisa of attempting to have children, of a man being with his wife, that's the Maisa mitzvah. Now, no guarantee he shouldn't become pregnant. But if you learn, the Maisa mitzvah is the Tashmish. The shear of the mitzvah is till you have a son and a daughter. That's a shear. Once he mekayim it, so then that mitzvah is done. The mitzvah peruvu is done. Which means that tashmish, according to this, is the maisa mitzvah of peruvu. What? Why don't you make a bracha? It's a very good question. We have to figure it out. I don't know. I am. You don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, he's right. Every each tashrish, you don't know that she'll become pregnant. And you're trying to do the mitzvah. Can anybody think of another mitzvah like that? Very hard. I hear. What? Okay, the bracha is a good question. Aina, there are two separate things. Aina is an obligation of a man to his wife. If he already was married previously and had children, and he marries even a woman who can't have children, he has a mitzvah of Aina. Sherekhsus and Aina is a marital obligation. This is not Torah. That's Simen Ayin Vav, where it's discussed. Simen Aleph talks about the man's obligation to the Rabbi Nishalem. And in the Bein Olam HaMakim, so you could learn that the Maisa Mitzvah is the Tashmish, and the Shira Mitzvah is till you have a son and a daughter. Or you could learn. That the mitzvah is having children, and the tashmish, like you say, is a hechsher mitzvah. It's a way of making the mitzvah possible. That in that case, the ma'aseh bi is not the ma'aseh mitzvah; it's a hechsher mitzvah. You know what it would be like? The mitzvah to put on tefillin. You can't put on tefillin unless somebody writes tefillin. When a person writes tefillin, he's not mekayim the mitzvah of hanochas tefillin. It's a hechsher mitzvah. In order to have tefillin, you have to write tefillin. So the writing tefillin is a hechsher mitzvah, and the wearing tefillin is a ma'isa mitzvah. So you could learn that tashmish is a hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is the leida of a ben and a bas, the son and daughter being born. That is the ma'isa ha-mitzvah. And having a son and a daughter, that's the mitzvah for a woman. That doesn't prove one way or the other. Either way you learn, if you have children, you have a kind of mitzvah.
He does the tashmish, he doesn't have the children. Is it a kind of mitzvah?
No, because he has a mitzvah puravu until the shear is, till he has a son and a daughter. He has to do tashmish that many times until he has a son and a daughter. It's a kind of mitzvah. That's one way to learn is that the ma'isa mitzvah is the tashmish. The other is to learn. Now, I have to tell you, you could phrase it this way. Let's say a man gets married, and he's married 5 years, he has a son and a daughter. The first way to learn, he did the mitzvah those 5 years. Those 5 years, he did things to have a son and a daughter. Afterwards, he did it. It's done. The second way to learn, no, those 5 years he didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the later. The next 50 years or 60 years he has the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have a son and a daughter. So the mitzvah is either in the years of attempting or in the years of having a son and a daughter. Halacha is, if a man has a son and a daughter and Rahman al-Islam, one dies without children, so the chiyuv comes back. He definitely, which is true according to both ways, either the shir ha-mitzvah is undone, or the mitzvah. Now, there's a very big nafkamina. What do you mean? It's one mitzvah. Either way, it's one mitzvah. You have to do the ma'aseh as many times as necessary. Like bedikas chametz. The mitzvah is not to have chametz. The bedika is to make sure you have to do it as many times as you can until you make sure you don't have chametz.
So, aren't there some rishonim that hold that marriage itself?
We'll talk about that. It's not nothing to do with this.
How
does
the lady mitzvah? He's not doing that. He's not involved with that.
He is involved. He's making it possible. He's making it possible. The tashrish makes it possible. He sets into motion a series of events. Why not? Why can't you say it? So what? So what? That's a tzuras ha-mitzvah. That's the form of the mitzvah. And I tell you, the nafkamina is, we know there's a din of mitzvah sriches kavana. And it's a suffix la-halacha. In the Gemara, if you do a mitzvah without kavana, if you make the mitzvah. Let's say somebody eats matzah because he's hungry on Pesach, whether he's mekayim. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yeshem, it's a suffix. Most places say, by the rices you have to eat machmed, or abonis be mek. What about by Puravu? Is there a din of mitzvah shrichas kavana that b'shas tashmish a person has to be mechavin that he's doing it l'shem mitzvah? Well, no, it's actually mitzvah. He does it. The mitzvah is delayed. That happens b'meila. The gross lashon that I pointed out before in the fourth line, one, two, three, in the fifth line, shakavanasa yia b'shvil banim. The Gra, usually we don't understand the Gra just saying Musar. We usually understand his words to be strict halacha. He says, Shakavanasa yia bishvil banim sounds like it's a maisa ha-mitzvah, that mitzvah sriches kavana in such a maisa ha-mitzvah. That's what it sounds like from the Gra.
That
going
to
Tashmish
now? What's the referring to?
I think he's referring to Tashmish. Lisa Isha, which I assume is a way of saying Tashmish. The Rambam's Lashon in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Reshit Beis, you're familiar with the Chinuch, goes in the order of the Torah, the Seder HaMitzvahs, numbering them. That's not the way it is in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs is Mesudr by categories. The first mitzvah is Yediyas Hashem, Amunah B'Hashem, Avos Hashem. Reshit Beis is Puravu. This is the language of the Rambam. Shitzivanu Lifrais V'Lirbais O L'chavein L'kiyum Amin. B'zois have a mitzvah Puravu. He says the Lashon, L'chavein L'kiyum Amin. Sounds like he's telling you that you're supposed to have Kavanah. That's what it sounds like.
Is that second mitzvah of the Shem Sarah? Is that Puravu?
Puravu. The Shem Sarah is a Drabana. We're going to get to that. But the Darais is only a son and a daughter. Right? The Shmuel says that it's only a Durabanan. No, that's Puravu. Kiyam Amin is that every man and woman should leave over a man and woman to have the Kiyam Amin. That's a Kiyam. I just, for the record, want to dispute that it's a mitzvah to be miserable. Okay. The mitzvah is to show that you're okay, but you see, it depends. That's cool for the question. Is Puravu like shaking a lulav? Is it like shaking a lulav? It's a maisa ha-mitzvah. And if you don't have kavanah, you're not mekayim. You agree that if someone picks up a lulav in Esrig, and he's not mekayim mitzvah, he was not mekayim the mitzvah. If you hold Puravu is a maisa ha-mitzvah, it has the same rule. If you hold Puravu, the Tetzah is the mitzvah. If Tetzah is a mitzvah, then not. Now I have to tell you, the Michas Chinuch Nemzon, the Tetzah is the mitzvah. But Rav Moshe disagrees strongly in a number of places, in the Dibris, but in the Igris as well. And Evan Ezer Chelek Bey, Seif Simin Yud Ches, he disagrees. The Har Tzvi, Mitzvah Aleph, they published Evan Ezer from him, also disagrees. They hold that it's a Maisa Mitzvah, which is a Chiddush. They hold it's a Maisa. Now, the Michas Chinuch says the Tetzah is the Mitzvah. Despite the fact that Rav David likes Tetzah as the mitzvah, I'm like a cut and dry fellow. I like the mitzvah mitzvah, and that's it. How can the mitzvah be to have children? The mitzvah is to do what you can do, which is to try to have children. But okay, well, Puravu, I've attempted Puravu in the Lasaras.
Needs to have children.
Okay, so I'll tell you the truth. There are two strong rayas to the Michas Chinuch. The two rayas are both going to be in Simin Aleph. We're going to have in Simin Aleph. It says if someone has a ben mamzer, he's mekayim puravu. It can't be a maisa. It was not a maisa mitzvah. The maisa was a maisa aveira. He was boil in erva. That's a pretty good raya that the mitzvah is the tetzah. And even a bigger chiddush, this Yerushalmi, which we're going to discuss, says listen to this chiddush. Yerushalmi says if a man, a goy, has children, and he's Megayer with his children, he's Mekayim Puravu. Now there, he didn't do a ma'isa mitzvah. Guy has no mitzvah for Avon Lazaretz. So these are two strong rayas. What? Well, it has to be a geiris deraisa. So when you begayer the ketanim, there's a machlex rishayim. If the geiris is deraisa of ketanim, there's a question. It has to be a geiris deraisa. There's no question. The question is geiris of a cotton, is it deraisa or not? You know, they could refuse when they turn bar mitzvah. But it's machlekes rishayim, two taisasin. If the pshat is geiris of a cotton is drabanan. And when they become a gadol, they say yes, it becomes their raisa. That's the sheet of Taisvis and Sanhedrin. But Taisvis and Ksuvis sounds like it's a geiris, because we assume it's a schus. If when they turn by mitzvah, they say, for me it's not a schus, so they undo our assumption. But absent anything else, we're not making, you don't pull a guy off the street, dunk him in the mikveh, and make him a ger. It's only when his parents are megayer, we say that it's a schus for him to be with his parents. So the assumption is it's a schus, and then it's a geiris deraisa. And if that's the case, he can later say, you made a mistake, it's not. It wasn't a schus. For me, it's a chayv. He can even go out to chayv and undo it. But as long as he doesn't undo it, it will remain a geiris deraisa. That would be a very big nafkamina if they never tell him. Unfortunately, it happens. People adopt the geish ketanim and they megaya them, and they never tell them. They go the whole life, they think they're natural children, and so are they Jews or are they not Jews? It's geiris cotton, but he was never told. If you hold geiris cotton, if you hold like Taisus and Sanhedrin, that geiris cotton is drabanan, because it's missing kabbalas mitzvahs. Just during these kabbalas mitzvahs, then he remains a guy forever. You have our kabbalas mitzvahs. If you hold the geiris deraisa, because it's a schus, he can say your assumption is a schus was wrong. But as long as he doesn't say it, we assume it's a schus, then it blibes a ger deraisa.
He must be told at
12. Is it true? He's supposed to be told. The question is, it's ma'akiv. Ramashin, the truva nemzon, that if you never tell him that he's a yid, the thing of life would be very complicated any other way, but he nems out that way, independent of the fact that... That it is that way. But he blibes a yid. That's where Maisha writes. Without an arichus, he just names up for pashtus in one of his truvas.
In terms of Maisha, is there the opinion on Simachas Ish, like Simachas Ish,
you see, I'm not. That Simen I involved talks about his obligations to the marital obligations on a Simen Aleph. That's why the Beishmul uses a lashon if she's Maichelas. She's not Michael. If she see the first line, Chayv Libo Baina, Afilu Shehirshus as Bayu Shimnai Nasa. If she's not interested, you know, be Bayal a wife Bakarcha. That's one of the Tisha, the nine Ifane Bia that the Gemara says is Arasa. One of them is to compel her, to force her. It doesn't mean physically force her, even emotionally force her. It's us. But I'm sorry. It has to be a geiris deraisa. If you hold cotton is already a geiris deraisa, then it's then. If not, then you have to wait till he's a god. Yeah. Then you have to wait till he's. If you hold the drabon, then you yotze. Yeah, and if not. It's not going to say beferish if it means adults or not, but it'll be totally lechayr in this.
Now, if Geras Magaya with his parents, then it's a good Geras Deraisa. You can't change your mind. It's only Alpi Best in that, no?
You're thinking of something else. If a father is Mekanish or Ketanish, you can't change your mind. But Geras, you can change. Yeah, no, you could. I assume you're confusing.
You're not having the functional business at all.
What? So that's all you did in Yichus. A child is a child. If a man's Megaya, we say Kakat Shanel Adami. If a guy owes me money and he's Megaya, he still owes me money. You know, he's not off the hook. You say Kakat Shanel Adami. Kashan is only Gabi Yuchsin. It's only a din in Yuchsin. And now there is one source. there's one source of Rishayim. In Ribbis, it talks about it. If someone's Makayer, he gets out of the Ribbis by forward. There's a Shal in the Rishayim, in the Chuvas HaRajba, about a man who promised his wife. His wife was dying, and they had one daughter. And his wife told him, "Promise me you won't marry again until our daughter grows up." He wanted to protect her daughter. So promise me. So he made a shvuah to her that he's not going to get married until she grows up. So Shaila is that called Nishpa Levatel Asa Mitzvah? Or is it not called Nishpa Levatel Asa Mitzvah? That was the question that the Raja did. I just tell you, what?
He didn't have a son yet?
He didn't have a son yet, right. Well, he was in an age where he could wait to 10 years and 50 years and then be Mekai. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovit Shurim Chelik Beis, Simin Yotes, has an arichus on this piece of the topic. Whether pushing it off, it says here in the Beis Shmuel, you have to do it right away. Is that a din Torah? You have to do it right away? Is it advice? You have to do it right away? Well, where does it come from? You have to do it right away. So Mr. Torah to Sefer Torah, you have to do it right away the first time. It's a once in a lifetime, Mr. Torah to Sefer Torah. You have to do it immediately? You do it. You have to do it immediately. So Puravu, you have to do it immediately? Where does it come from? Maybe it's reason like demon. But the Beis Shmuel is saying, you can't skip a single aina, a filu with harishus. So the question is, where does that come from, that obligation right away? So what? See, again, the ksuba is his obligation to her. So that's one thing. Now the question is, when she's interested, but she says, if you want to skip, we'll skip. I mean, she wants to skip because she doesn't want to come pregnant yet. She wants to skip. Is that something that's mutter or not mutter? Now, if you read the Beis Shmuel, it's a very strict interpretation. The Beis Shmuel is saying that before you mekayem puravu, you're not allowed to push it off. Not the people can push it off 1 month. What do you mean 1 month? The Beis Shmuel is saying you can't push it off a single leilina. That's what he's saying. You can't push it off a single leilina. That's a very strict.
You don't have to push it off if you have a good reason. You could even push up the wedding, getting married.
Right now, I want to marry a Mokim. You're telling me your Svaris. Maybe
no,
you're right.
There's no reason.
The only reason is because they don't have children yet. It's the only reason, right?
Yeah,
okay. If you have other reasons, yeah, I said, if she doesn't feel well, you don't do Tashrish, you have to do Tashrish. It's a relationship. There's a marital obligation. But the Beis Shmuel is taking a very strict line. The Rebbe Chanan says that in the Chumash HaRashba, he says that the shvuah is chal, which means you can't make a shvuah to be mevatel deraisa. If you make a shvuah not to eat matzah on Pesach, it's not chal. You can't make a shvuah to be mevatel deraisa. Yet the Rashba says that if you make the shvuah to the wife that I'm going to wait. He said he'll never get married. That's mevatel mitzvah. He has to have a son and a daughter. But if he pushes it off for a period of time, so. The Rashba in the Tshuva says that it's okay. Rabbi Chana brings, that was part of the Rashba's Lashon. It's like a man who swears in the morning, he makes a shua, I won't put on tefillin for 1 hour. Let's say this man tefillin is a whole day, or Shemant Shachris. So he says, the first hour after sunrise, he makes a shua, he's not going to put on tefillin. So the Rashba is saying, that's chal. You're not mevatel the mitzvah, you can put on tefillin an hour later. So you're not mevatel. He says the same thing for Ravu. If you made a shvuah, you're going to wait 10 years. So after 10 years, you're mekayim b'derech hateva. No one knows what the future will bring. But b'derech hateva, you're mekayim the mitzvah later. So the Rashba is not like this Beis Shmuel. This Beis Shmuel is a Rambam. But it's not like the Beis Shmuel. The Rashba seems to be a source in the Rishayim that pushing off the mitzvah is something that you can do. Rabbi Chanan does bring from the Tshuva Samarit who holds that not like the Rashba, but he holds that pushing off a mitzvah, you can't make a shvuah to push off a mitzvah either. Pushing off a mitzvah is also something that you don't do. Now this is given, this is what it says. It would seem to me that this is Tali in the Mechas Chinuch of Rav Moshe, and the Mechas Chinuch, the Priyas, Rav Yisrael Blaza has a tshuva like the Mechas Chinuch, that he has a tshuva like Rav Moshe, a number of Achrenim talk about it. But like I said, what's Puravu? Are you mekayim puravu in the years that you try to have a child? A man has a son and a daughter if he's married 5 years. The kiyama mitzvah was the maisa mitzvah of those 5 years. Or is the kiyama mitzvah the titzah of the mitzvah? Being able to have the mitzvah, having children, the kindness of 50 years. If it's a maisa mitzvah, it's comparable to tefillin. I understand the comparison.
What's the lashon Isaac?
Isaac. What's the lashon Isaac? How would you understand? But is that a right to mitzvah, not a hechsher mitzvah? What's the lashon? Chayv alad lisa isha. What's the lashon Isaac?
Like when you learn.
Lashon
of It still counts.
I don't know. Maybe Isaac means that there are other additional effort that has to be put in. So then you say lasa, you know, unless it's just a euphemism, they don't want to say it. Oh, okay. So how often Ramesha in the Dibris has a piece? He says, like all Ishtadlis. All Ishtadlis is normal. Whatever's normal. It says, Einis Tamachachim, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. The film, that's normal. It's a good point. The question is, it's interesting. The scientists say that the optimum sperm is 72 hours abstention for Puravu purposes. The optimum sperm is 72 hours abstention, and Chazal said normal oinus twice a week, which means that Chazal had some inside information on this twice a week. They did also say that oinus tam chacham is mayor of Shabbos, lair of Shabbos, which needs a hezra, and again, the Dibur Smashin, Yavam has a piece.
For the
Kiyam Mitzvah, you should have to be. Well, I'm not certain that every day is better than twice a week. Because it really depends on a number of things. Yeah, when a woman ovulates, there's a period of time that she could become pregnant.
And,
what? You try to make cheshbonos, you mean? That's what Isaac means. Okay, we'll return to this. What's the gay here to birth control? We'll return next week. Thank you.